Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palco reporting. The president arrives in Florida.
Yeah, they're doing a great job on power. They're doing a great job. Historically, there's never been anything like this. But the United States Coast Guard, FEMA, working along with Governor Scott, they've really done an amazing job.
Actually, that's the president just before departing for Florida, over and above the noise of his awaiting helicopter. But the president has arrived in Florida, where he's receiving a briefing on recovery efforts from Hurricane Irma and meeting with some of the people impacted by the powerful storm. Vice President Mike Pence also in Florida with the president. Trump's first stop, Fort Myers, is to be followed by a visit to Naples. The center of Irma passed through those areas and went up the western side of Florida. This is Florida's Governor Rick Scott.
There's a lot of work to do. When we stopped the Emergency Operations Center, they still need their water. We still have the sewer, and there's still power needs. It's starting to come up in Key West, but the rest of Keys, we have a lot of work to do.
In the meantime, officials are investigating whether a lack of electricity to run air conditioning is to blame for the deaths of 8 nursing home patients in Hollywood, Florida. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Wednesday the Department of Hundreds of Thousands of Members of Myanmar's Rohingya community can only be described as ethnic cleansing. Guterres said at the United Nations headquarters in New York that he was calling on Myanmar authorities to suspend military action. The Dalai Lama was asked his thoughts on the crisis.
Those people, you see, who sort of harassing some Muslim, then they should remember Buddha. I think such circumstances, Buddha helping, definitely.